In studio with Strathclyde Cairdeac, Ward 2 Councillor Brian Derbyshire, last week at Council, you brought up a notice of motion to potentially look at putting a second rink ice pad in Mount Bridges, NHL-sized one, to compensate for ice times and maybe the Tri-Township needing to close down for a few months, potentially. Tell us a little bit more about this notice of motion, why you brought it forward.
Thanks, Chris. So my first idea was that if we're going to have to be here for possibly 10 to 15 to maybe 20 years, you know, and we're going to do a facelift already on the front and the floor needs to be replaced, I kind of thought, well, if we added a second pad to this, we could put our entrance there. We could put some accessible bleachers. So that covers our entrance problem and our bleacher problems. And now we begin to look at the floor. So potentially on the best case scenario, we're 6 months putting a new floor in. So that would get us, you know, from the time the ice goes out to about September. That's best case scenario. If we think about the fact that if we're into, say, December or January of that year, we're going to lose 3 to 4 months of hockey. So my thought process with a new pad, we cover the entrance, we cover our accessibility, and we also take care of the problem of no ice in Mount Bridges while we get a new floor in there.
We were talking off air earlier, and I mentioned the new Stadia report that you are well-versed in. You've reviewed it from, five, 6 years ago. It came up with a stat, 70% of users at the facility in Comolka were from Ward 2. Are you surprised by that? And do you think that stat has changed?
No, I'm not surprised by that. And I do think it has changed. I believe we are probably more like closer to 80% down there now. I think with the way that hockey's growing, and that covers Comolka, but I know with like the figure skating, they are actually going up into Strathroy and to get more ice time to do it too. So,
and plus Mount Bridges has really grown residentially as well.
Yes, we have. We've had a big boom, and you know, I know they say that ice time is kind of petering out and this and that, but Mount Bridges seems to be the exception to that rule. We seem to be gaining, and you know, I think with a secondary pad, I do believe that we would have no problem filling that ice time and making it not profitable, but at least filling it up so that it generates income.
Yeah, your notice of motion, I wanted to quote it just so our listeners are clear. It wasn't a notice of motion to build one. It was, quote, that we explore the cost of adding an NHL-sized ice pad to the existing Tri-Township Arena. It was voted down by council. Are you surprised by that?
I was surprised. What I was really looking for was, we're already engaged with A-Link at the board, at the Tri-Township board level, to look at putting on a new entrance, new facade, and possibly an elevator. My thought process was, if council were to say, yes, let's go forward and look at this, then the board could say to A-Link, look, maybe included with this, give us a costing for a single pad, you know, whether it be out the one side, the other side, just let's get a ballpark idea where it is. Let's compare the two options. You know, if we're spending $3 to $5 million on this entrance and elevator, you know, maybe for another 3 to 5, we add a pad, we add our entrance, we add some seating, for lack of a better term, you know, two birds with one stone. That was where my process went. Maybe it got a little lost. Like, I know one counselor said, you know, that it was out of the blue and we hadn't really thought about this. But to be honest with you, we did a study on the Tri-Township Arena when the building a new arena was still together. And we did a study to see if it was feasible to do renovations in Tri-Township, or was the steel gone, or was the building too far gone? And that report came back. It was fine to do renovations. You know, to add a pad onto the other side of it, I don't think we're getting ourselves into any other huge costs.
So just to clear things up, there's two reports coming from Tri-Township. The one that was already reported back, and correct me if I'm wrong at all, Brian.
Yep.
One that's already been reported back was from Manager Steve Dossett. This, I'm going to call it for now, the Dossett Report, which highlighted what, Brian? That's the first report.
So what it is was, it was council had asked the management of Tri-Township to put together what they think they need to keep this arena going for 10 more years. So in that report comes the new floor, new rubber floors, flooring in the arena, some bottle openers, and us to get OAD compliant with either a viewing area for wheelchair accessible people and the doors.
So that report is now in the hands of council, but they're waiting for an A-Link report that's coming later this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what happens now is, council had kind of said to the Tri-Township board, look at improving this place. So they're looking at a front entrance with possibly an elevator to the second floor, whether we eliminate the concession stand and all this stuff. That was kind of a mind thought of council over here. Then we have the management report, which is the, we'll call it the Dossett report. They're going to combine all these together. A-Link is supposed to come back with a combination of both and what it kind of looks like going forward. When you take the two of those and squish them together, and then you say, well, how do we do all this with the arena that could possibly be shut down for 6 to 8 months? That's where my thought about the extra pad possibly curing a bunch of these problems.
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard the interview I did with Mayor Colin Grantham. We talked last week, and the term shovel-ready came up, and I had to disagree with that, Brian, because I don't believe council has approved any type of design or whatnot regarding any type of ice rink in Mount Bridges, so technically we're not shovel-ready. Is that correct?
I agree with you, Chris. I don't see us as shovel-ready. We did not approve a design of any arena whatsoever. So, you know, when he says once we find the money in the land, you know, we're shovel ready. No, we haven't. We have a concept design that has been prepared, but we haven't said, yes, this is the concept we're going with.
I'm
going
to ask your opinion here because I see this road maybe a little longer than others. And this is why I see the road a little longer than others, because when you get to that point where a design comes to the table of council, let's be honest, council hasn't really agreed on a lot of things. There's been a lot of split votes over the last year or so. I see a design being discussed and maybe not approved. Like, I'm looking at the worst case scenario, and I'm not sure we're going to be there as soon as a lot of people would like to see council there.
No, I agree with you, Chris. And this is where I think, you know, if we are looking at possibly 15 to 20 years before we do anything with that design that was created, this is where the secondary pad gives this longevity to the Tri-Township Arena to be around for 15 or 20 more years.
So before we close this interview up, do you think you'll ever bring up this scenario again? Or is there a potential where the Tri-Township Arena starts to get upgraded and it's shut down for longer than expected and there's going to be no ice time for users?
Yeah, if that happens, you know, I mean, I guess the direction that I would point people is to the 7 that voted against it. I mean, there was 3 of us that voted for this to at least look at the concept of a secondary pad. You know, I would like to think from a customer service standpoint, we would value our customers at the Tri-Township Arena and begin to look at leaving them without ice possibly for, you know, 4 to 5 months is not great business. But, you know, when it takes 9 people to vote on something and make it go the right way, you know, this is where council itself has to decide, do we like the idea that's being presented, or is the presenter presenting it?
Is ice time a premium in Strathroy-Caradoc? Is ice time a necessity in Mount Bridges? Those answers still probably a long ways away. Ward 2 Councillor Brian Derbyshire. Thanks for this, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.